We're here doing our headline harvest report. I'm in with Jim Wade of Clifton, Illinois, a corn and soybean farmer. We're going to talk a little bit about the harvest this year and what you experienced with this crazy weather that we have. How did your harvest go this year?
Very, very slow. The biggest thing was sitting in line. You know, we all had wet corn. Nobody had a monopoly. Every elevator was the same waiting line, you know, 2 hour wait to get unloaded. But all in all, the biggest thing is nobody got hurt, no accidents. That's the main thing that, you know, with the farm is very possible. So, but thank goodness it's over with.
Yes, this will be 2009 is going to be a year to go down in infamy, I'm afraid, with agriculture in the Midwest.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not quite as bad as 1967, so that was a tough one. We were still in January then. Of course, I was a young guy then.
What? I thought you were only 39.
Yeah, 39.
You must have been just a toddler then.
Yeah, I was.
Well, it is December 28th. When did you finish harvesting?
2 weeks ago, Saturday, so. Couple breakdowns that day, lost a wheel off the truck, went off the wagon, I mean, a bearing out in the combine, but we still made it and got done in time to go to the grandson's basketball game, so that was the main thing.
Well, and a good Christmas present to get that done before Christmas, I guess. Well, now tell me about your experience using Headline, specifically this season. How do you think it performed and how did it handle?
Well, we started out about 3 years ago using Headline because they started to push it, and also my seed corn dealer thought we ought to use it, and we had real good success about 3 years ago. It was about 10 bushel better on corn that was planted right behind soybeans, but it was 28 bushel better on corn. So that made us pretty happy. And, of course, the last couple of years, it's kind of been a standoff. Still got our money back. It's been a little bit different. And, of course, the new hybrids has a lot to do with everything, you know.
Well, and I understand that you were a corn yield contest winner here in Illinois. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, we got second in the state anyway this year. So,
well, that's pretty darn good. What was your yield then on your contest plot?
260 bushel and a fraction, whatever the fraction was, you know.
Well, were you happy with that?
Yes, very well, yes.
Well, good. Now, what would you say after these 3 years or so that you've been using Headline, what do you say are the main benefits of using that product?
Well, to myself, it'll stand a lot longer. It keeps the plant green, and, you know, it's still got a lot of green in it. And that's the thing we don't want is corn to go down, especially now. Anybody has got left now sure wants it's been standing, you know, really good. And, of course, the VTs has got a lot to do with it, too, you know, but you've got to. One hand shakes the other hand, I think, you know.
Well, that's true. Now, you said you've definitely seen a yield difference. And, of course, this year with the wet corn, there's not much anybody could do about that.
Yeah, right. No, this year it's kind of a push. You know, of course, the grain elevators, they added more money to the drying costs. So it's going to be pretty much of a push unless we get a higher price, you know. But it's still worth doing. I mean, and, you know, you hate to spend the money, but then you hate to not to do it, you know. So we covered every acre, so.
Would you say it's kind of like an insurance policy then?
Yeah, I'd look at it that way, you know. An insurance policy is right. That's what you need. You need a lot of guarantees in this kind of production game we got going, you know, and prices. The biggest thing is the price right now. You can sleep nights. It's, well, like taking hail insurance, you know, when a bad storm comes up. You don't have to worry too much if you're covered.
Obviously, you plan to continue using Headline. Would you use it even if there isn't disease pressure in your area?
Well, I think we do because we don't really know how, you know, the different numbers that we use, but just use a blanket policy and just let the airplane fly the whole field, you know.
That makes sense. Well, what would you say to another grower who may not be using Headline? What would you tell them about your experience with it and whether they should try it or not?
Well, with the yield advantage we had there, and I think anybody should try it. If you know, it takes so much money to put a crop in. That's, you know, you've got to have a guarantee somewhere, you know, and it's worth it as far as I'm concerned. And we'll be using it this year, you know, in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you get a yield advantage, when you you have a yield advantage, that means a little extra money in your pocket. What does that mean for you? Do you have any plans? Do you get to use that money for something fun, or does it just go back on the farm?
Just goes back on the farm, that's all. You know, just pays bills, that's all. Helps you pay your bills.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jim Wade, a farmer from Clifton, Illinois, here with our headline Harvest Reports. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.